This is the Composer's Datebook for March 2nd, 2015. I'm John Zeck. It was 50 years ago today, in 1965, the now classic and mega-iconic musical film The Sound of Music officially debuted at the Rivoli Theater at Broadway and 49th Street in New York City. Since we at Composer's Datebook are notorious for mentioning little-known facts, let us state in our best Cliff Clavin manner that the first test audiences to see the film did so in flyover country, first in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and subsequently in Tulsa, Oklahoma, about a month before the film's New York debut. The Midwestern audiences were ecstatic, and director Robert Wise knew he would have a hit on his hands when his film, starring Julie Andrews, opened on Broadway, not far from where the stage version, starring Mary Martin, had originally debuted back in 1959. The 1965 New York Times film review was a little snarky. Well, what else is new? It began by referring to, quote, the perceptible weakness of its quaintly old-fashioned book and the show's cheerful abundance of Kirche, Küche, Kinder sentiment, grudgingly admitting the generally melodic felicity of the Richard Rodgers, Oscar Hammerstein score, and ended by opining, business-wise, Mr. Wise is no fool. Indeed, Mr. Wise's film won 5 Oscars and displaced Gone with the Wind as the highest-grossing film of all time. Its songs, known by heart by most of us, thanks chiefly to Mary Martin and Julie Andrews, of course, but also to others, ranging from John Coltrane to Stephen Hough to Lady Gaga. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.